This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour, this is the distinctive DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, and Kara Schillen is also a voice that you will hear through the course of our conversations in this hour. She's sitting in the catbird seat in the main studio down in Washington. So let's turn to the lady sitting on the left coast, Jennifer Horn.
The right lady on the left coast.
The right on the left. Yes, there you go. All right. So what's cooking?
Well, there is a new poll out that makes me laugh a little bit. The new poll says that Americans are polarized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that we've never been this polarized in our history. How about that? Now,
what a shocker that is.
I know. They say, now, if you couldn't, I mean, I think we feel this, right? We all feel this. But new polling out yesterday or earlier in the week, I think, said that that people politically are more separated than at any time in our history. And they cite the late 60s and early 70s as the time when this polarization really took hold of our country. And we've been moving, I guess, in this direction for years now, for decades. And so I was going to ask you, Doug, because obviously the ladies and I are just a little bit too young, and this is not a comment on age.
Here we go.
No, this is not. This is like just to really ask you a serious question.
Ask away. Okay.
I believe, but I wasn't there for it, that our country started doubting the government and started to become more polarized after the death of John F. Kennedy. So this polling actually kind of bolsters what I've always believed to be true in my heart. So when do you think this splitting down party lines really started? Do you believe it was in the late 60s, early 70s, or do you think that perhaps it's something that I think a lot of people want to think that it's new. I just don't believe that it really is. It's just worse than it's ever been.
Yeah, it is. It's grown worse. I think it actually, you can go back in history. The sad thing here, the good thing is that I have a political science background in history. I would say it goes back to FDR, actually, and maybe even before that. You could go to Teddy Roosevelt, but there wasn't as much division. There's a lot of division as to him getting to become the president, what happened while he was there. Woodrow Wilson, I'd say the early part of the 20th century saw division beginning because there was more information around. Most people before that who were involved in government didn't really know what was going on. Communication was so bad that it took them weeks to find out what was actually happening, and so there was no time for reaction per se. And by the time somebody found out what was going on, it was too late to stop it. But you get into the 20th century, and I think you can make the argument for FDR. You can make the argument. It was Eisenhower brought everybody together in a very positive way. I think you may be right in terms of the modern era. When Kennedy was killed and LBJ put a kibosh on finding out who the real killer was or were, who the killers were, there was immediate doubt. When the Warren Commission came out, because it was the beginning of the information age, if you will, faster info, newspapers, television news was starting in the 60s to be very important. The evening network newscasts were very important. And people writing columns like Jack Anderson, I refer to him a lot. He was one of the first naysayers in his national column. And they brought doubt to the public. They brought conspiratorial theories to the public mind. The presence of different ideas other than everybody believed the government before that. This is my government. This is my country.
They wouldn't
lie. I have to believe. They wouldn't lie. And they're the biggest liars in the world. And it didn't start there, but I think you're right. With the death of Kennedy and the cover-up of the conspiracy, it's gone downhill. Nixon was a horror show when it came to information, public information. He did some good things. They all have done good things. There's some good things, but then there's the whole business about power and how it overtakes your psyche.
This survey, which I think is the interesting part to note, is that this is not just about how we feel or about things that we hear people say that are on the other side of the aisle or on our own side of the aisle. It was done by Michigan State University, just for some context. And the professor behind it is Zachary Neal. He said that this is actual studies about how oftentimes people are actually voting together in Congress. So aside from just what we hear and the rhetoric, he was actually looking at the bills that were before Congress during certain periods during history, and he'd look for legislation that could be considered to be bipartisan, so co-sponsored by members from both Democrats and Republican parties. And he said that this today is the lowest example of these parties coming together, even on things that we would consider to be bipartisan bits of legislation, like the opioid crisis or some of these other things. Human trafficking, where there's a lot of agreement on both sides of the aisle.
All right, so that's good food for thought, Jennifer. Thank you. In a moment, we're going to help you out. One of the great things about DJV is that we are here to help you out. A lot of things. How do you find a better job? How do you make yourself well? How do you fix your problems? We're going to deal with workplace issues in a matter of moments. It is now 12 minutes, actually almost 13 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome. 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
Knew it. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair, there's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wood's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, quarter past the hour here on the DJV program. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. There's a mouthful. The unemployment rate for people with disabilities is more than twice the national average, if you did not know that. If you have disabilities, you probably did. Low unemployment rates now among the general population. People with disabilities have more opportunities than ever to come into the workforce. Let's see if we can help people with disabilities. We've got a couple of people here who are experts. Kathy Martinez is here from Wells Fargo, in charge of disability and accessibility strategy for the bank. And also joining us David Cherna, who is the executive director of No Barriers USA. I guess we'll start with you, if we can, Mr. Cherna. A pretty obvious in this circumstance what your organization is all about. When did you get started, and how successful have you been so far in trying to help people with disabilities get employment?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us on the show. We've been around for 15 years now doing this really important work. And what I would say is what we focus on is how do you help actualize the full potential of humans' capabilities. So we believe that all of us have something to contribute to society, and we help folks with disabilities get the confidence and the capability to go out in the workforce and really showcase their skills and what they have to offer.
So why would anybody think this wasn't a good thing? I hear in your voice a little tenderness, if you will, as if people are saying, well, we don't want to hire you. There are plenty of things, skill sets that people have that don't require sometimes physical agility. Am I stretching this a little bit? I guess I'm trying to figure out, maybe because I'm more open-minded than some, why there would be a problem, but apparently there is, otherwise your organization wouldn't exist.
Yeah, well, Kathy, you want to talk a little bit about why we have trouble in this area?
So, hi, this is Kathy Martinez with Wells Fargo, and there has been in the past a lot of resistance. It's getting better to hiring people with disabilities, and mostly it's because people are unaware of the fact that there are qualified people with disabilities out there. They're really unaware about, you know, they're afraid to do something wrong. And there's a lot of misperceptions about if a person with a disability is in the workplace, you know, are they going to be a lot of trouble? Are other people going to have to do their work? And at Wells Fargo, we have really found we have a very concentrated hiring program, and we're committed to bringing people in at all levels of the organization. And what we have found is if we meet people halfway, basically, you know, we want to acquire qualified people with disabilities, but if we say, hey, if we make our products and services accessible, and if we have our internal applications and software accessible, then these people, you know, we can thrive. I happen to be blind. I work for Wells Fargo. I answer about 300 emails a day.
Wow.
And it's because I have an accessible screen reader that helps me do that. So, you know, first it's misconceptions, it's fear, but the more you get people into the workforce, I think, you know, the more people the comfort level rises, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great story, by the way. Just in my wheelhouse, it seems to me that now that I'm thinking about listening to you, you don't see as much equal opportunity in terms of disabilities in the private sector as you do in the public sector. Is that too much of a generalization, or do you think the government hires people is more focused on hiring people with disabilities than the private sector?
Well, you make a really good point. First of all, the government in general has in the past hired more people, but now the private sector is really jumping into the mix and understanding the value and the contributions that people with disabilities bring. And there's many companies, including Wells Fargo, that are hiring people with disabilities and making that a targeted effort.
Right. All right. So this week in New York, there's a No Barriers Summit. I'm guessing you're putting that on, David. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're bringing together 1,500 leaders from all walks of life to explore and discover their full potential. At one of the challenges in this space is how do you give people who have sometimes been kind of beaten down and told that they can't do things and maybe aren't getting the jobs, how do you inspire them to believe, as we say, that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way as they go out into the workforce and discover their full potential? And so that's what we're going to be doing here in New York City over the next couple of days, is celebrating that potential.
people who want to figure out more and figure out how you might fit in, go to nobarriersusa.org. Nobarriersusa.org. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One of the great big bands of the 70s and 80s. You hear these songs from Earth, Wind, and Fire on those 80s classic hit stations all the time. Music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Well, they were big contributors in that era, so they deserve the attention. Earth, Wind, and Fire's hit September debuts on Billboard's digital song sales chart at 26. Wow, there's a big surge there. And as the lyrics go, they managed to bring the song back just in time for the 21st night of September. The song concurrently hits number one on the R&B digital song sales chart as well for the first time. September also debuts at number seven on the R&B streaming song set. 8.5 million streams. It's up 100% this week. Playing into the fun, Earth, Wind, and Fire's Twitter account posted a poll on September 21st asking followers simply, "Do you remember?" Could play on.
Only 88% of people said yes, though.
Yeah.
Why are you following Earth, Wind, and Fire on Twitter if you don't even know the
don't
lyrics?
Remember.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Song.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's the story. This is going on. Earth, Wind, and Fire returning to the charts with September.
But I also think part of the surge is because of weddings. Because this is
in
like
September?
Yeah. Weddings really? In September, for some reason, always have this song.
Huh. Why? What is there about this song then?
Well, I think it's just fun month. And a dance
yeah.
tune. And
it's a, yeah, and a lot of wedding bands play it, and people know it, and everybody dances to it. So I think that's probably part of it.
All right. Yow! Okay, let's move on to another lady of the current musical scene. Katy Perry is in the musical news today as we work our way through musical news every hour. A lot of things to talk about in the world of music because it's so much a part of all of our lives, different musical focus. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now focusing on Katy Perry, honored at the AMFAR Gala October 18th. Foundation holds its 9th annual benefit for AIDS research in L.A. The event will pay tribute to Perry and to Tom's founder, Blake Mycoskie. Is that how you pronounce his name, I guess? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, the owner, the founder of Tom's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's there are a few assumptions here, Victoria, that I'd like you to straighten out. For example, what Tom's is.
Tom's. Oh, it's a shoe brand. It's they make like those slip-on kind of shoes that everybody wear. They're everywhere.
Would I
anyway,
wear them?
But the benefit of Tom's though is that every pair that you buy, another pair goes to someone homeless or to children
around the world
who don't have shoes. Yeah. So he's very philanthropic with the Tom's brand.
But did he originate? He came up with the idea for these sorts of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so they're going to honor Katy Perry. In the past, Julia Roberts has been recognized, Charlize Theron, Jennifer Lopez, Miley Cyrus. And the Foundation for AIDS Research is also announcing an exclusive musical performance by Dame Shirley Bassey following a cocktail reception dinner and a live auction. Shirley Bassey, best known for the James Bond movies. And I think she did three of them, if I'm not mistaken. Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever among them. So anyway, that's the story. It'll take place at the Annenberg Center for Performing Arts in Beverly Hills on October 18th. It was started by Elizabeth Taylor, by the way, this organization. She worked a lot to raise money and awareness to AIDS. So congratulations to Katy Perry. Also musically, the lineup for the second annual Strange 80s concert. That's why they call it Strange 80s 2, at the Fonda Theater in L.A., featuring a massive list of music and TV stars gathering to cover timeless pop and rock hits for good cause. Let's see. Performances from David Hasselhoff on October 12th. Mark Maron, is that it? I don't know this guy. Comedian?
Mark Maron. Maron,
okay.
Comedian, yep.
Don't know him.
Yeah, he's on the new show Glow, I think, and he's got his own podcast. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So that's the story. If you're interested, it takes place on the 12th of October, 28 after the hour.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Fall is the best time to be a sports fan. The NFL, the return of the NHL and NBA, and then, of course, there's the MLB playoffs. So why not enjoy it all in 4K with Sony's flagship X930E TVs? Carl Warminiak is from Sony.
You can get it in 55, 65-inch sizes, and it's a very slim profile with LEDs actually mounted on the side instead of on the bottom. So it gives you better brightness, and it gives you the flexibility of being able to get a great picture no matter what lighting environment you're in. This is one of the best TVs to get the best 4K HDR experience for your cable, your Netflix in 4K, gaming in 4K with a high dynamic range. This is one of the ultimate premium TVs to get great design and great picture.
Check them out at Sony.net.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh closer to a confirmation vote now that the FBI's latest investigation wrapped up.
None of the allegations have been corroborated by the 7th FBI investigation. Not in the new FBI investigation, Not anywhere.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who takes to the Senate floor. He's clearly had more than enough of Democrats who want more and more delays. McConnell ready to call the vote.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, let's get back to the action here with the ladies in charge of information, at least in part. DJ V Time is 34 after. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So let's let Victoria, or let's encourage, let's everybody get excited. Victoria is going to take front and center stage. Everybody excited. Yay, it's Victoria time. Yes. Okay.
Well, it's not a great story. Yeah. It's not a very uplifting story. Harvard University is in the news. They've placed their head diving coach on leave after it turns out, and he's a new hire. So as of just in August, they hired him. And it turns out that the last school that he worked at, he was up to no good, and he's 31 years old. His name's Chris Heaton. He solicited nude pictures from female athletes at an Indiana diving academy.
Good job vetting there, the boys at Harvard. Very good job there.
Yep. He also sent pictures of himself to young female athletes. According to court documents, there is a pretty big lawsuit now that is against him, and that's how Harvard found out that he even had allegations against him. They didn't know. And, again, how do you not know anything. They issued a statement saying Harvard Athletics was unaware of any allegations of misconduct when Mr. Heaton was hired as the head coach for diving in August. And so
they must be using the FBI to do the background check.
I guess so. So they said that they put him on leave. They had no idea. They're doing their own investigation. And, of course, it will. They're also going to be following this lawsuit, which has been filed in the Southern District of Indiana. And it's at the state level of USA Diving, the Indiana Diving Association. And this lawsuit, which was brought about by the former female athletes, they said that they went to this guy's boss numerous times and that the guy completely ignored their claims and didn't do anything about it, and looked the other way. They blamed the Diving Association as well for turning a blind eye to his behavior, as well as apparently there was sexual abuse and other misconduct by other coaches. So
is there no end to this? Is there no stop to it? Is there no level anywhere where you can get away from this stuff? No level of life anywhere that you can't find a perv? Under the pile?
Well, the thing that kills me the most in every single one of these stories is not that there, I mean, yes, it's disgusting that there is a perv, but the fact that no one higher up does anything. They get complaints, people tell them, they all know about it, and for some reason these guys are just, like, so irreplaceable that they just keep them forever. I'm like, just fire him. There's another diving coach out there somewhere who's just as good.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, there's another mechanic out there someplace. There's another, somebody else can do what you're doing. You just got to go find him. Anyway, it's really disgusting. It is. It's so maybe disheartening. I don't know what the right word is, but it's just so much of it. Hey, man. Let's stay with the sports a little bit if we can. Jennifer, the Cubs shortstop, here's another one, but not for the same reason. Addison Russell's been suspended for 40 games. What the heck did he do?
I know, that's those are pretty big numbers there. Addison Russell was suspended for 40 games for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policy. This is according to the league. They announced this on Wednesday. Russell's suspension is retroactive to September 21st, and the league said in a statement he's agreed to not appeal the ban. The statement says that he will participate in a confidential and comprehensive evaluation and treatment program that's supervised by the Joint Policy Board. His suspension will be unpaid. His ex-wife is Melissa Reedy. She wrote in a blog post in September that Russell physically abused her during their 2.5-year marriage. Her post came 3 weeks after the couple's divorce was finalized and 15 months after a Major League Baseball investigation of Russell launched after a close friend of Reedy suggested that Russell was indeed physically abusive. In a comment on Reedy's Instagram post detailing their separation, Major League Baseball placed Russell on administrative leave on September 21st, and the Cubs, who didn't have him in their postseason roster, of course, lost in the National League wildcard game on Tuesday.
Again, the same. You could replay, Kara, what I said 3 or 4 minutes ago. Is there no level? Is there no place? Can we not find somewhere to escape all of this stuff? Men beating up their wives. Yeah. There's a real hero for you. really. All right. It's all been said before, so let's keep going. Victoria.
It's not going to get any better with the next
one. Here's another one. Go ahead.
Get your comments ready for the loop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this time it's Cristiano Ronaldo. He's one of the world's most famous soccer players, the highest paid soccer player. He has again denied accusations that he raped a woman in a Las Vegas hotel in 2009. He actually doubled down on his innocence in a series of tweets on Wednesday saying rape is an abominable crime that goes against everything that I am and believe in. He added that he awaits the results of any and all investigations with a clear conscience. And of course, these allegations come from former school teacher Catherine Mayorga. She filed a lawsuit against him, claiming he attacked her in a Vegas hotel room. And the suit alleges in part that he raped her and then apologized later and offered a non-disclosure agreement in exchange for a settlement of $375,000. She says that she wants the settlement and the non-disclosure agreement voided. So I don't know if she wants more money or what she wants out of this, but she says that the Me Too movement inspired her to come forward now. He has previously claimed that none of this was real. He called it fake news, and Las Vegas police have confirmed that they've reopened the case and they're now investigating. So we'll see what comes of that.
All right. A quick name in the sports news. C.J. Fuller, former Clemson running back, is dead, 22 years of age. He went to school down in South Carolina. I'm looking at some of the information. We talked about him, it seems to me, before. He died after being transported from a family member's house. He played on the Clemson National title team 2015 to 2017. He was arrested along with a couple of other Clemson players. And I've forgotten what the problem was. I remember us vaguely talking about it, but it's well, we had two or three football players who have died this week. I don't know that his injuries or the reason he died was related to an injury that was sustained in a game. Does anybody know? That's right. I just saw out of the corner of my eye that that he had passed away. So it's not to be ignored, not to be put aside. In a moment, we're going to deal with something else that discourages a lot of people, but fear not. We're going to fix some problems you may have with your gut up next here on the DJ V Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
If our country is to have a bright future, we must stop looking back at our racial division and start looking forward at our national unity. What can we do to realize the vision of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. I have a suggestion which I believe is essential for the future of our country. Do away with the hyphenated identity. No more Irish American, Italian American, Hispanic American, African American, etc. Put America and unity first. We are Americans of Irish descent, Italian descent, Asian descent. I am an American of African descent. We are all Americans first. A common culture and heritage. We might like to visit our ancestral homes, but we don't want to live there. Our ancestors came on different ships, but we are all in the same boat now. Time for every citizen of the United States to say, I am an American.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. There's a study out today funded by NASA that suggests traveling deep into space for an extended period of time could harm your gastrointestinal tract, causing long-term damage. I thought it was interesting. It seems that there is a problem, they think, that might develop with tumors in your stomach or your colon, that sort of thing. I say this lovingly. There are many of us who, I don't know if suffer is the right word, but we put up with problems in our gut. This is certainly going to be, if it's true, something that may impede people being interested or excited about going into deep space for either business or pleasure. But keeping it back here on Earth, there are a lot of people, and I am one of them, who has problems. Maybe this is too much information, but we all have them. Why can't we talk about it? I mean, I think that's one of the important things. Gut microbial imbalance comes about as a result of you're not maybe eating the right things. You've got, I don't know, there are a number of reasons that this could present itself. Let's get Dr. Donica Moore, who's a women's health expert, on with us to talk about unhappy gut. I hope you don't have it, Dr. Moore.
No, I have one of those iron guts.
Good for you.
So I know that if there's anything wrong with my stomach, I'm either pregnant or I'm really sick.
All right, well.
Planning to be pregnant again anytime soon.
All right. So, and you have all the tools to keep yourself healthy. So what do people need to know about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome? And I guess there's a terminology that goes with IBSD, which is really a combo of horror. Irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea. And not pleasant, but something a lot of people have. So what causes it, and how do we get over the pain, the cramping, the gas, the bloating?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing people need to know is what is it? So IBSD is a form of irritable bowel syndrome that's not only characterized by diarrhea, but it's a very unpredictable type of diarrhea. If you have the stomach flu, for example, you know that, you know, you were 100% well one day and then the next day you were sick, and you know that you'll probably be sick for about 7 days and then it's done. Mm-hmm. Here, you never know when it's going to come back. You don't know how long it's going to last. And you don't know when you're going to be struck with this incredible urgency that you have to go to the bathroom. And if you don't get there right away, you might have a very embarrassing accident. It is characterized also, as you said, by cramping and gas and bloating as well. But the unpredictable nature and this urgency are really the hallmarks of it. I don't want anybody listening to be sitting around thinking that they have to make their own diagnosis. Of course, if you have any kind of bowel problems, your job is to make a phone call and make an appointment to see your healthcare provider. Then it's your doctor's job to figure out what's going on. And what they'll do is they'll take a thorough medical history, they'll do a thorough physical exam, they'll do a bunch of laboratory tests and come up with a diagnosis and a plan. But the fact is, this is really common. It affects about 16 million American men and women. It's slightly more common in women, but I think that's because women are more likely to go to the doctor. But what really upsets me about this is that fewer than a third of people who are affected actually consult their physician. Mm-hmm. And it takes about 4 years for people to get to their doctor.
Good God. What toll does that take on your system if you wait that long? Good heavens.
Well, it takes an incredible toll on your system, on your emotions, anxiety, depression. But the good news is that there are treatment options available, and there's a wide range of treatment options available.
And
as far as the cause, as you intimated, you know, this is related to an imbalance of the gut microbiome. Mm-hmm. So the good news is there are specific treatments targeted for that.
And you can find out about them if you go to IBSDUpClose.com. That's IBSDUpClose.com. Nothing pleasant about it, but fixing it would be the goal, obviously. Dr. Moore, great to have you here. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's get into Tech Talk, shall we? It is Tech Talk time, after all. 53 past the hour here on the DJV program for Thursday, the 4th of October. Victoria Keelan has the distinction of being knowledgeable when it comes to technology. Thus, she has the assignment of bringing up to date all of the much of what is practical knowledge about technology, starting with what's going on in West Virginia and the cell phone usage. This looks fairly interesting. Maybe this will take root around the country, Victoria.
If it does, it'll be very hotly contested, I'm sure. So what we're talking about is in West Virginia, some voters can now actually cast their ballot using a mobile app. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas have the chance to vote through the app in the November general election. West Virginia Secretary of State said in a press release, it's a solution to the cumbersome absentee voting system for military service members and others overseas who may not have a way to return their ballots. Voters have to download the Votes app, it's V-O-A-T-Z, take a picture of their government-issued photo ID, and snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Right there, to me, makes I like this idea because you're already showing forms of ID to prove who you are when you don't need to do that at a regular polling place. So already, this, to me, I'm on board with this. And, you know, anytime I don't have to interact with anyone, I love that. So
Right. Being able to vote. A good radio host, folks.
Yeah. So I don't have to, you know, like anytime I don't have to talk to people at a bank or whatever, I love it. So being able to vote on an app, I would love this. So we'll see how it goes. Once everything's uploaded and approved, members of the military can cast their ballot through the app. The company says it is made, it's then made anonymous and recorded on a public digital ledger. Now, here's where the Debbie Downers come in. Some cybersecurity experts have voiced concern that the mobile voting system isn't secure enough yet. One of the tech experts said it's a horrific idea, and he said our cell phones and the cell networks and servers are not all secure enough for voting. Absentee voting began on September 21st, and ballots must be submitted no later than 7:30 p.m. on November 6th. So we'll see if there's anything that comes up from this. I think all eyes in the tech world, for sure, will be on the Votes app, and we'll see how this all fares in West Virginia, if there are any complications, or if people's votes haven't been counted or whatever, or if anything gets hacked. We will know about it soon enough. But I think this could be the wave of the future, but we'll see.
All right. We'll see here, find out about it. Sony, speaking of finding out, canceling their annual PlayStation Experience event. I wonder why that is. Well, let's listen and find out.
The Geek Out.
Sony has made the surprising announcement they will not be holding their annual event, the PlayStation Experience, in 2018. The event has been the company's showcase to preview new games and hardware, but if we're all being honest, the last couple of years haven't been that big of a deal, and there's a line of thinking that skipping it in 2018 nicely lines up the company for a 2019 introduction to the new PlayStation 5 console that's been in the rumor works for a long time. Now, it should be noted, Sony did recently surprise everybody by also announcing it will allow cross-platform play for Fortnite on the PS4, and that begs the question, if they'll do it for that, will they do it for other games? So no PSX in 2018, but maybe that means big things for Sony in 2019.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to Apple's news, please, Victoria.
Yep, Apple is unveiling 70 new emojis for iPhone and iPad users later this month. If you are a beta tester like I am, you are already seeing the new emojis. They include a llama, a raccoon, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, also about time, luggage, a compass, a hiking boot, a softball, and an Asian-inspired red gift envelope to friends and family. So back on World Emoji Day in July, Apple previewed some of the new options, which included, on the people side, some bald emoji characters, some redheaded emoji characters, as well as a lobster, a cupcake, and some superheroes. So if you are if you're using the regular iOS 12.1, then that will, as soon as you do that upgrade, then you will see the new emojis. And if you have Google or if you have an Android, your emojis will look different because each company has their own spin on them. But you should also probably have some of these same emojis as well on your other systems.
A lobster. I'd like to. We can do a lobster emoji.
Yep.
How about
a lobster emoji?
What was one of the other ones you mentioned?
A cupcake, redheads.
Cupcake. Oh, yeah, there it is. Breakfast of champions. Lobsters and cupcakes. Yum. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.